鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。听，爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听，跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to Morse Read。
欢迎收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。今天让我们一起来听美国作家约翰·斯坦贝克的一句话，法国现代诗人伊夫·伯纳富瓦的一首诗歌 Just Before Dawn， 黎明前。最后为大家选读的是中国现当代画家吴冠中的一篇文章，绿衣姑娘 The Green Uniformed Girl
More to read.
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily quote.
A man, after he has brushed off the dust and chips of his life, will have left only the hard, clean questions. Was it good or was it evil?Have I done well or ill? John Steinbeck 一个人在掸掉生活的灰尘和碎片后，只会留下一些尖锐而纯粹的问题。这是好的还是坏的？我做得好还是不好？约翰·斯坦贝克。约翰·斯坦贝克于1902年出生于美国的加利福尼亚，是20世纪美国著名的作家。1925年，斯坦贝克曾在《纽约时报》担任记者，但是没过多久，他就对记者这种职业感到失望和厌烦，于是他返回加州，投身到自己的创作中去。1937年发表了小说《人鼠之间》，1939年出版小说《愤怒的葡萄》，1962年获得诺贝尔文学奖。1966年初，斯坦贝克作为《纽约时报》《新闻日报》的战地记者前往越南。斯坦贝克返回美国后，继续在家中写作。1968年5月，他的身体开始垮下来。1968年12月21日，他因心脏病发作而去世。A man, after he has brushed off the dust and chips of his life,We'll have left only the hard, clean questions. Was it good or was it evil? Have I done well or ill? John Steinbeck 一个人在掸掉生活中的灰尘和碎片后，只会留下一些尖锐而纯粹的问题。这是好的还是坏的？我做得好还是不好？约翰·斯坦贝克
Just before dawn, Eve Bonfoy. Just before dawn, I look through the window, and I think I understand that it has stopped snowing. A blue puddle spreads, sparking a little, in front of the trees, from one end to the other of the night.I go out. I cautiously go down the wooden stairs where the fresh snow has leveled the steps. The cold surrounds and penetrates my ankles. It seems that my mind is clearer because of it, which perceives better the silence of things. He is still sleeping.In the confusion of the pile of wood ricked under the window, the chipmunk, our simple neighbor, or is he already roaming in the crunchy cold? I see tiny marks in front of the door.
黎明前，伊夫·伯纳富瓦。黎明前，我透过窗户看，我想，我明白了。雪已经停了，一个蓝色的水坑展开，闪闪发光。在树前，从夜晚的一端到另一端，我出去了。我小心翼翼地走下木楼梯，新下的雪把台阶弄平了，寒冷包围并穿透我的脚踝，我的头脑似乎因此变得更清醒了，它能更好地感知事物的沉默。依然睡着，在窗户下那堆木头的混乱中，花栗鼠，我们淳朴的邻居，还是他已经在寒冷中漫步了。我看到门前有细小的痕迹。
我们刚才听到了这首诗歌Just Before Dawn， 黎明前，出自法国诗人伊夫·伯纳富瓦，英文版本由 Mark Griffiths 为您朗读，中文版本由南海之声的主持人周薇为您朗诵。伊夫·伯纳富瓦是法国著名的现代诗人、翻译家和文学评论家，他的创作宗于波特莱尔、瓦雷里、马拉梅以来的象征主义传统，又容以现代艺术的创新活力，颇能代表20世纪50年代以来法国诗的主流。伯纳富瓦于1923年出生于法国西部，在大学里他攻读哲学，后曾研究考古。1946年起，他发表诗作，1953年出版了第一部诗集《杜甫的动与静》，一举成名，被公认为杰作。后来他又陆续出版了诗集《昨天的空寂的王国》、《写字时》、《门槛的诱惑》和在影子的光芒中等多卷，均为传世杰作。风格上，他力求古典法国诗中字句的严谨，体旨及组织上都深广繁复，实践玄密。而另一方面，诗的冲击力则直接而强烈。他的诗可以说是经验的一种特别的结构，使人从无中把握有，从否定中把握生命的不可言传之处。在他看来，世界的真相必须是隐而不见的。诗的意趣不在现实本身的形象，而在这天地演变成的境界。诗人只有通过语言的创造，才可以惊艳到这种空的、无形的境界。他的诗歌创作风格在整个20世纪的法国诗坛上独树一帜。
Just Before Dawn, Eve Bonfoy.Just before dawn, I look through the window, and I think I understand that it has stopped snowing. A blue puddle spreads, sparking a little, in front of the trees, from one end to the other of the night. I go out. I cautiously go down the wooden stairs.Where the fresh snow has leveled the steps. The cold surrounds and penetrates my ankles. It seems that my mind is clearer because of it, which perceives better the silence of things. He is still sleeping in the confusion of the pile of wood rickedUnder the window, the chipmunk, our simple neighbor. Or is he already roaming in the crunchy cold? I see tiny marks in front of the door.
的世界，用心用心聆听
Beauty of Words。
今天让我们一起来读中国现当代作家吴冠中的一篇散文《绿衣姑娘》。吴冠中是江苏宜兴人，1919年出生，2010年去世，中国现当代著名画家、油画家、美术教育家。在写作方面，吴冠中以其特有的简洁、锐利和明晰，展示了另一种写作方式和另一种文风。其核心正是所谓其歌也有思，其哭也有怀。好，那么接下来呢，我们就一起来读一篇由吴冠中所写的散文《绿衣姑娘》The Green Uniformed Girl。 中文版本由轻松调频的主持人阿丽为您朗读。
绿衣姑娘，吴冠中。
The Green Uniformed Girl by 吴冠中。
我住的会仙堂曾是清末北京鼎鼎有名的大饭馆，想当年画栋雕窗，面临什刹海，楼上楼下文士雅集，商贾交易，歌女卖唱，多少富豪人家在此举办过婚嫁喜宴，良缘日暮，如今已成为六七个单位、数十户职工宿舍的大杂院，院内地震棚歪歪倒倒，小径曲折，乱石成堆，房檐碰头，不堪回首。
The place where I live, known as Hui Xian Town, used to be a well-known big restaurant in Beijing during the last years of the Qing Dynasty. With painted pillars and carved windows, it was then a splendid mansion facing the Shichahai Lake.The rooms downstairs and upstairs would be packed with literati enjoying a get-together, tradesmen negotiating business affairs, and sing-song girls performing for a living. And it also witnessed numerous wedding feasts held by rich and influential families. But now, like a run-down royal palace, it has become a residential compound occupied by dozens of households, with some of its members working at 6 or 7 different organizations. Piled high with rubble here and there, the whole place is in a terrible mess with makeshift shacks, a narrow path running zigzag across it, and eaves so low as to hit the head of passers-by.
我住的是最后院的最后两间平房。后墙外是一条小小的胡同，后墙窗高，在室内看不到胡同，但可听到胡同里磨剪刀的叫唤声、汽车喇叭声、妇女吵嚷声，这些混杂的声音不时搅乱我的构思。
I live in a one-story two-room house in the rearmost backyard backed by a small lane. As the window is high up in the wall,I can't see anything in the lane, but I can hear a lot of noises therefrom, such as the cries of itinerant knife sharpeners, the blaring of car horns, and the shouting and screaming of women. The mixed noises often disturb me in my work.
显然，那是一位姑娘清脆嘹亮的声音，她将尾音拉得长长的，那音浪在胡同里家家庭院的上空久久荡漾，由我听来，那是音乐。幸运的人们在等待喜讯，分离的亲人在盼望音信。
It's the clear, ringing voice of a young girl, uttered with a much prolonged last syllabic sound. It seems to keep echoing over the courtyard of each and every household in the neighborhood.To me, it's music. People who have fortune on their side will look forward to good news. People separated from their dear ones will long to hear from them.
人总生活在希望中，个人的命运、国家的前景、世界的风云，一切未来的和未知的在引人关注。谁知明天将发生什么事情？邮递员，他送来了未知的情况和消息，有情和无情的真实。
Man always lives in hopes. the personal fate, the prospects of the nation, the fast-changing world. In short, all variables and uncertainties in the future are causing great concern. Nobody knows what tomorrow has got in store for us. The Post Girl delivers to us news about the unknown future and about the real state of affairs, pleasant or unpleasant.
犹如别人，我天天盼信。墙外胡同里那位邮递员姑娘的呼喊多亲切呀！日子久了，似乎我早已熟识她。后来，我走在偏僻的小街小胡同里，便经常不自觉地留心那些骑着绿色自行车、穿着绿色制服的邮递员姑娘们。不知哪一位是我天天听着她呼喊的老相识，她们都一样的美。
Like others, I'm eager for mail every day. How heartwarming is the cry of the post girl coming from the small lane back of my house. As the years go by, I seem to have known her for a long time. Later, whenever I took a stroll along the secluded small lane, I would unconsciously turn my eyes towards the green-uniformed post girls riding green-colored bikes.Wondering which of them was the one whose familiar voice I had heard calling every day. These girls were equally beautiful.
我青年时期曾害目疾，住在昆明一家医院里动手术，双目全被包扎了，一切生活听护士安排照料。每日早晚，一位护士姑娘清亮柔和的声音叫我，考体温。我渐渐熟悉这声音，感激这声音，爱这声音，偷偷地爱他了。虽然全不知他是什么模样啊，当我病愈打开双目，想在许多护士姑娘中发现谁是他，但匆匆要出院了，偏偏没有再听到他的声音。我从此同样敬爱都穿着白衣服的他们。
When I was young, I once entered a hospital in Kunming, capital of Yunnan province, to undergo an operation for eye trouble. With both eyes bandaged, I left myself entirely in the care of a nurse. Every morning and evening, I would hear her calling me in a clear, soft voice. Let's take your temperature.Gradually, I became familiar with the voice. I felt grateful and well-disposed towards it. In short, I fell in love with her on the sly, though I didn't even know what she looked like. The day when I had my eye bandage removed after recovery, I was eager to find out from among the many nurses the one who had attended to me. But in vain, because leaving in a flurry, I failed to hear her voice again.Nevertheless, I've since held all white-robed nurses in high esteem.
白衣战士，洁白是美吧？绿衣的邮递员，和平的绿色也是美啊。
Oh, white-robed nurses, how beautiful is the spotlessly white color. Oh, green-uniformed postmen and postwomen, how beautiful is the green color signifying peace.
一个下雪天，我正在家作画，突然前院一个姑娘的熟悉的声音在摇唤，吴冠中打戳，邮递员来了。我放下画具，急急忙忙地从地震棚的夹道间冲到前院去。待我赶到大门口，看到邮递姑娘的绿色自行车上挂着一个不小的邮袋，邮袋里还装着满满的信件。他如何能离开邮袋呢？
One snowy afternoon, when I was doing painting, I heard the familiar voice of a girl calling at a distance from the front courtyard. 吴冠中, your seal, please. Yes, that was the post girl.I put down the painting brush and hurried to the front courtyard through the passageway between the makeshift shacks.Arriving at the gate, I saw hanging on the poster girl's green bike a big poster bag bulging with mail. Of course, that was the last thing for her to leave behind under any circumstances.
我才明白她为什么不能亲自送信入院，只能像草原牧羊女一般用高嗓门遥遥呼唤。天寒，她穿着厚厚的棉袄，套不上绿色的使者之衣了。宽大的围脖裹住了头，遮掩了一半脸面。我看不清她的真面目。
I immediately realized why, instead of going to the rearmost courtyard to deliver the letter to me in person, she had had to call me from afar at the top of her voice, like a shepherdess on the grassland.It was cold, and she was dressed in a cumbersome cotton-padded jacket, which was so big that she could no longer wear the green uniform over it. The big scarf round her neck concealed half of her face, so that I was unable to see what she really looked like.
待交过信，她没有意识到我还想说话，便敏捷地跨上了自行车，趁着耀眼的白雪，人和车的颜色显得格外深暗。他迅速飞去的背影，仿佛是一只展翅的乌鸦。不，是喜鹊。
Not knowing that I was eager to talk a few words to her, she quickly mounted her bike and left. Against the blinding white snow, both rider and bike looked especially dark.Her quickly receding figure brought to mind a raven on the wing, or rather, a magpie. The Green Uniformed Girl by Wu Guanzhong. The place where I live, known as Huixiantang,used to be a well-known big restaurant in Beijing during the last years of the Qing Dynasty. With painted pillars and carved windows, it was then a splendid mansion facing the Shichahai Lake. The rooms downstairs and upstairs would be packed with literati enjoying a get-together, tradesmen negotiating business affairs, and sing-song girls performing for a living.And it also witnessed numerous wedding feasts held by rich and influential families. But now, like a run-down royal palace, it has become a residential compound occupied by dozens of households, with some of its members working at 6 or 7 different organizations. Piled high with rubble here and there, the whole place is in a terrible mess with makeshift shacks, a narrow path running zigzag across it,and eaves so low as to hit the head of passers-by. I live in a one-story two-room house in the rearmost backyard backed by a small lane. As the window is high up in the wall, I can't see anything in the lane. But I can hear a lot of noises therefrom, such as the cries of itinerant knife sharpeners, the blaring of car horns, and the shouting and screaming of women.The mixed noises often disturb me in my work. It's the clear, ringing voice of a young girl, uttered with a much prolonged last syllabic sound. It seems to keep echoing over the courtyard of each and every household in the neighborhood. To me, it's music. People who have fortune on their side will look forward to good news.People separated from their dear ones will long to hear from them. Man always lives in hopes. The personal fate, the prospects of the nation, the fast-changing world. In short, all variables and uncertainties in the future are causing great concern. Nobody knows what tomorrow has got in store for us. The post girl delivers to us news about the unknown future and about the real state of affairs.Pleasant or unpleasant. Like others, I'm eager for mail every day. How heartwarming is the cry of the post girl coming from the small lane back of my house. As the years go by, I seem to have known her for a long time. Later, whenever I took a stroll along the secluded small lane, I would unconsciously turn my eyes towards the green-uniformed post girls riding green-colored bikes, wondering which of them was the one whose familiar voice I had heard calling every day. These girls were equally beautiful. When I was young, I once entered a hospital in Kunming, capital of Yunnan province, to undergo an operation for eye trouble. With both eyes bandaged, I left myself entirely in the care of a nurse. Every morning and evening, I would hear her calling me in a clear, soft voice. "Let's take your temperature." Gradually, I became familiar with the voice. I felt grateful and well-disposed towards it. In short, I fell in love with her on the sly, though I didn't even know what she looked like. The day when I had my eye bandage removed after recovery, I was eager to find out from among the many nurses the one who had attended to me. But in vain, because, leaving in a flurry, I failed to hear her voice again. Nevertheless, I've since held all white-robed nurses in high esteem. Oh, white-robed nurses, how beautiful is the spotlessly white color! Oh, green-uniformed postmen and postwomen, how beautiful is the green color signifying peace! One snowy afternoon, when I was doing painting, I heard the familiar voice of a girl calling at a distance from the front courtyard. "Wu Guanzhong, your seal, please." Yes, that was the post girl. I put down the painting brush and hurried to the front courtyard through the passageway between the makeshift shacks. Arriving at the gate, I saw hanging on the poster girl's green bike a big poster bag bulging with mail. Of course, that was the last thing for her to leave behind under any circumstances. I immediately realized why, instead of going to the rearmost courtyard to deliver the letter to me in person, she had to call me from afar at the top of her voice, like a shepherdess on the grassland. It was cold, and she was dressed in a cumbersome cotton-padded jacket, which was so big that she could no longer wear the green uniform over it. The big scarf round her neck concealed half of her face, so that I was unable to see what she really looked like. Not knowing that I was eager to talk a few words to her, she quickly mounted her bike and left. Against the blinding white snow, both rider and bike looked especially dark. Her quickly receding figure brought to mind a raven on the wing, or rather, a magpie.
Today's 节目就要结束了，感谢您的收听，我是沈听，我们明天见。